Let's get to the highlights as the Brewers fall 6-5, but man, there were plenty of stuff along the way. Let's hit it. In the first inning, once again, Tobias Myers, unfortunately becoming a trend for him, leadoff home runs.
1-1. High fly ball out to left. Back on it is Churio at the wall. It is gone. First home run of the season for Nico Hoerner.
First one of the year, leadoff shot, second time in the three starts that the young right-hander Tobias Myers has allowed a leadoff home run. Of course, Andrew McCutchen, the other one, in his first big league start on the first pitch of his big league career. Then later in the frame, he walked the bases loaded, allowed a fielder's choice to allow a run to score, but then nothing else came in after that, as it made it only 2-0 with the Cubs in the lead. Then in the third, a backbreaker. 0-2 count on Christopher Morel, a chance to keep it at 2-0.
And here's a drive deep, deep left center. Morel has pulverized this one. This is one of the longest home runs you'll see at Wrigley. Way out of here. Two-run homer. It is 4-0 Chicago.
That was a no-doubter from Josh Maurer, and just Josh Maurer on the call from Christopher Morel's bat. Then, just for good measure, as the bullpen started to get in action for the Brewers, first it was Jared Koenig, then it was Hobie Miller, both of them threw zeros on the board, and the fifth, it was Thiago Vieira.
2-1 is a towering shot out to left and way out of here. It got up and out of here in a hurry, and that's what Patrick Wisdom can do. He has major power. That was his first home run of the season.
111 miles an hour off the bat, as called by Lane Grindle. Then things started to get interesting once Jameson Taillon was out of the game. He went 6 shutout frames with a season-high 7 Ks. It was an anybody-but-Taillon-type day. In the 7th, it started with a leadoff walk. It seems to always do, right? The next batter was Oliver Dunn. Oliver Dunn was our pregame guest today. Well, I'll tell you what, it was certainly useful to have him on, maybe a little Brewers warm-up bump.
Dunn 0-2. Pitch coming to Oliver. Swing and a drive into the gap in right center field. That'll split Crow Armstrong and Tuchman. It's rolling all the way into the ivy. Being waved around third is Hoskins. He'll score. And all the way to third goes Oliver Dunn. No throw there. Brewers are on the board. It's an RBI triple. Oliver Dunn makes it a 5-1 game here in the 7th inning.
Second triple of the year for Oliver Dunn. He was moving. Brewers weren't done. Great AB coming up next from Blake Perkins. Fell behind 0-2. Fouled off a couple of pitches. Then took 3 tight pitches as well. Then on the 8th pitch of the at-bat.
3 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. Swing, drive, right field. Back, Tuchman. Track, Tuchman. Wall, Tuchman. Gone! Into the basket, a 2-run home run, Blake Perkins. How do you do? This is a 2-run game. 5-3 Chicago in the 7th.
Josh Maurer's call once again. Jackson Churio then lined the very next pitch into right field, and it would chase Keegan Thompson from the game. Man on first, still nobody out, and Sal Frelick up.
Stretch in the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball, base hit. Pulled right between first and second base. First to third goes Churio. Frelick digging for second, throw. Gets away from Swanson. Here comes Churio to the plate, and he will score on an error.
Quite a bit of Brewer fans there that I hear there on the call from Josh Maurer. So all of a sudden, it's a 1-run game, and the man on second with nobody out in the meat of the order coming up. But that will be all they get in the 7th inning. Contreras would ground out, and both Black and Adames would strike out. However, a 0 in the bottom of the 7th, thanks to Brian Hudson, left the man stranded in the 7th inning on second base after a pair of looking strikeouts to Happ and to Morel. But then in the 8th inning, Hudson went back out to work, allowed a leadoff triple, though, to Michael Busch, and those generally lead to runs. Next batter, Dansby Swanson, grounded out softly to third, did not allow to run the score. So 1 out, man on third base, Patrick Wisdom in a battle. On a 2-2 pitch, he watches a perfectly executed sweeper go over the plate at the knees, called a ball. And everyone was like, ooh, that should have been a strike. 2 pitches later, he adds to the lead.
2-2. Line back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Bush will score from third. Wisdom with an RBI single, and that's unfortunate because Hudson had strike 3 2 pitches before.
Lane Grindle told you exactly how it was, but one last chance in the top of the ninth for the Brewers, and once again, It all started with a leadoff walk. Blake Perkins is aboard. Stay put on Jackson Churio's line out to right field. One out for Sal Frelick. He hit a comebacker to Hector Neris, who misplayed it. It allowed runners to get on first and second with one out. William Contreras, the exact guy you want up, down by two with two men aboard, at least kept chipping away.
Neris brings home the pitch. Line drive into right. That's going to get down for a base hit. Around third is Perkins. Here's the throw to the plate. It's cut off. And the Brewers are within a run. It's 6-5. Frelick stops at second. It's an RBI single for Contreras. Of course he delivers again.
Lane Grindle's call in. Once again, the same situation you were facing the seventh. Meat of the order coming up. Base hit would tie the game. Tyler Black, in his first week in the big league, struck out. He had his first offer. He went 0-5 today. Then Willy Adames, the last hope. A gift of a strike call to made it 0-2. He fouled off a tough pitch and then ultimately grounded out to short to end today's ball game. Brewers fall 6-5. The loser is Tobias Myers. The starter, the winner, is Jameson Taillon. As we'll wrap up the program coming up after this, looking around the Major League scoreboard, give you some news and notes as well as the Brewers fall. Rubber game tomorrow in the Council v. Murphy first series of the year. Back after this from Wrigley on 620 WTMJ.